Now the first news in media scan. 法国对于中国游客来说是最具有吸引力的旅游目的地之一。然而中国游客经常携带大量的现金，因此引来了不法分子的目光。来看彭博社的网站的一篇报道。Bloomberg.com reports, in France, tourism represents about 7% of the country's GDP. Paris is the number one favorite destination of Chinese tourists abroad.But they often idealize the city, as petty crime is increasing in the French capital. City officials and travel agencies are concerned about the slowing growth of Chinese visitors. These petition groups increasingly target those seeing the most vulnerable Chinese holidaymakers who often carry a lot of cash. Here is a Chinese visitor.
They ask about money, so we just run away.
You know, these people have a big target. Nearly 1 million tourists visited the Paris region last year, but the number is not growing as fast as before. The specialized travel agency says they lost 3,000 Chinese clients. Mark Gao from Arson Travel Agency says,
I think the security is the most important thing for them. It happens nearly every day, and really we need to react quickly.
Do you think we should place the blame on people in Paris?
No, I don't think you should place the blame on the French citizens. And the thing is that because of the European Union's open borders policy, a lot of crime gangs from Eastern Europe, specifically Romania, are coming into Paris and London and committing a lot of crime. In fact, the French police have launched a new tourist plan with Romanian police officers actually working in Paris.
Wow.
So that could be part of the problem there, really.
And I think no matter where you go, carrying a lot of cash on you is not a good idea.
No, it's not a good idea. Be careful in London, too, because the official figures of the Metropolitan Police in London are that 90% of ATM fraud is being carried out by a number of Romanian gangs. It's shocking, and there are many Romanian people, of course, who are, you know, law-abiding citizens, but there does seem to be a problem with crime in Paris.
I think the tendency also suggests that a lot of people, Chinese people who go to visit Paris or France, they are probably of the older generation, because I remember my dad, he never uses a debit card, or not even a credit card.
A very sensible man, Mr. Law. You know, I mean, because if you don't use a credit card, then you know exactly where you are with your money, don't you?
But he carries a lot of cash around him.
Yeah, that's not good, because, of course, if you do get robbed or tricked or you lose your money somehow, then, of course, you're left with nothing. But the same thing can happen with a credit card. But if there is credit card fraud committed, usually with the big credit card companies, as long as you report it very mm-hmm. quickly, if there is any spending on your card, then they'll refund you the money.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, yeah,
they will.
There is actually a family secret about how my father and people of my even elder generation safeguard their cash. They have, like my mom, sew a pocket in the underpants.
No one's going to... I mean, it would be definitely a very desperate criminal that would seek out that money, wouldn't it, really?
I can still remember when I was about to leave home for university, when I was less than 18. Mm. My families became very concerned about the safety of not myself, but the cash.
Do you know? Yeah.
So my grandpa specifically asked my mom to sew a pocket in my underpants.
Gendarmer.
You know how hard I fought.
Do you know, you could put this on Taobao.
I fought very hard, so they didn't do anything to my underpants.
You could put it on Taobao. I mean, that would be quite a good idea. Because, I mean, thieves know about money belts. Money belts are a good idea. You put your money in there, put it around your waist, under your clothes, and that's a good way of transporting your passport and money if you don't need it immediately. But having it actually sewn into your underpants in a hidden pocket. What kind of family are you
from? I fought very hard.
We all know your family secret now, don't we?
Yeah.